Let's have fried chicken for dinner. We're back with that old-timey gospel rock and roll, something my great-grandfather would listen to at night when he thought everyone was asleep. Everyone was, except for Filthy Ed, who'd be practicing his dirty karate down in the basement. And me, I stay awake with radio signals in my ears and the keys beneath my fingers, getting it all down in human form. I'm up in the attic playing with an old record and old dial tones, old ones from years ago, when the programming began. At least for me. Let's just get on with this transaction, okay? Here we are, you with a suitcase full of $100 bills, and me with this bucket full of deep-fried diamonds.
With those crossed sabers. We watched as a gigantic dung beetle ate the sun right out of the sky, mumbling something about Atlantis rising again. What have you been using for toothpaste? Preparation X? Don't tell anyone about my drinking problem, and I won't tell the manager at the grocery store about your black market light bulb operation.
In a perfect world, you complained that you were bored. Where's that old Mr. Frog? What's he up to now? I gave him a bucket full of nails for hammering and a list of things to hammer nails into, including the new Redwood coffee table. What kind of environmentalist owns a Redwood coffee table? Hey man, I stole that thing from the White House. It's symbolic of the struggle. No use in trying to hide behind that racing form. Tonight's the night. We're going home, no matter what the mayor says, no matter what the police say, no matter what creepy old Dr. Ulmer says. You get the picture? Yeah, I get it, I said. And man, did I ever.
We'll just have to do voices from God were saying that. Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about because of the marijuana cigarette that I had smoked on my way into the building.
Looks fun to be.
I'm nasty.
Away. Red time, blue coffee machine, and purple cigarette. Don't let the machine color your emotions. The crayon manufacturers would never tell you not to eat the chewy center with its amazing black spots. Where's my container of fried rice? I haven't eaten anything in 6 days. Green Pea was becoming angry. It seemed that no food was safe in the kitchen anymore. He had set the rice down on the counter and turned his back for a second. It couldn't have been Space Cat. He hated rice. He turned his back for a second and someone grabbed the rice. Space Cat wasn't even there. How could he have stolen the rice? Maybe he hired someone to steal the rice for him. He's smart, and I'm sure he's capable of coming up with an idea like that. Forget about the rice, okay? I'll just have some orange juice.
7, 8, 9, 10. Imagine a world of hot tubs and beer. Imagine a hot tub full of some hippie honey lager. That's exactly what the old frog did, as he plastered his capsule with pod posters. 9 knife teas for the police pimp lizard king thing. If we looked past our fingers, we'd see just how far we could take things if we really put our minds to it. Knife teas for the night sale. A fireworks village daddy king thing or whatever for the people again. The tiny ones with knives for hands chopping the poor old frog. At the time of the chopping, no one was paying any attention to the dog drinking beer out of the hot tub.
¶¶